This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Get a hold of this, all right? Allah Azza wa Jalla has created angels that have been praising Him. They've been praising Him from the beginning of the time that He created them till today. They've never stopped praising Him. Allah has taken an oath by such angels in the Quran, Surah number 37, right at the beginning, Allah says, وَصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّةً. I take an oath by those angels that are standing in lines, in rows. What are they doing? Allah says, فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. I take an oath by those angels that have been continuously reciting my dhikr, my remembrance, saying subhanallah, saying alhamdulillah, all the different types of saying, you know, to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. They've been doing that from the time Allah created them till today, subhanallah. Okay, Allah has got those angels praising Him, you know, always remembering Him. In fact, Allah said in the Holy Quran, He said, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. The seven heavens and the seven earths and all that are inside it, they all praise Allah and they glorify Allah continuously, except for the humans and except for the jinn. You know what this means? Me and you, we've got human free will. We can choose to obey, we can choose to disobey. But the seven heavens and the seven earths, they're busy doing dhikr of Allah because Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them no free will. And imagine this, the mountains are singing, they are praising Allah and they're glorifying Allah. The birds are doing that as well. This is in the Quran. This is the case when the human praises Allah or the human comes to Allah and does Allah's dhikr. Do you know? Do you know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is more happy when me and you do the dhikr of Allah? Why? Because let me give you an example. If you created the robot and you downloaded a software in that robot and you said to the robot to stay with you, and the robot's got to serve you, and the robot stays with you and the robot serves you, okay? You created a second robot. This robot, you downloaded a system inside it. You said to it that it's got a free will to leave your house or stay with you. It's got free will to serve you or not to serve you. But this second robot, it stays in your house and it does serve you. Which one would you actually like more? The first or the second? Which one? Second. Why? Because you gave a free will to that robot to move away, but it didn't. It stayed with you. Out of its choice, it stayed with you and it served you. Now imagine Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us free choice. When we engage in ibadah, when my mind connects with Allah in ibadah, in salah, in Quran, in zikr, in dua, whenever we're saying these phrases, when my mind connects with Allah and our tongues are moving with the praise of Allah, Allah loves it more. Why? Because we had a free will. We had free will. In fact, there are several ahadith to say Allah boasts to the angels of look down. Allah says, "Unduru ila abdi, unduru li abdi." Look at my servants down there. Look what they are doing. Look how they are remembering me. Because the angels, who are also the servants of Allah, they don't have any choice. But we've got a choice. So when we remember Allah, we are now surpassing the angels. We are higher than them in one way, because we choose to remember Allah Azza wa Jal when we had a free choice. While the angels, they have to remember Allah, they don't have a choice. Anyway.